midst of question 1, hour 46 of Trivia 38. What is the name of the short-lived television series that was based on the play Nourish the Beast?
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Give him two lips like roses and clover. Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Sandman, let's go along. Don't have nobody to call my own. Please turn on your magic beam, Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Bum 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 bum.
Question 1 of Hour 46, Trivia 38. What is the name of the short-lived television series that was based on the play Nourish the Beast? The answer is Apple Pie. The answer is Apple Pie for question 1 of Hour 46. On to question 2. Or not. Oz is running.
Pretty funny. I'm running. Okay. Well, now, John, you caught up. Feeling better?
A lot better.
Now I'm going to really put you behind.
Oh, great.
Well, I have plenty of things to talk about. First of all, the winner of, in the rule book, La Quinta Inn put in a little kind of a test in there, trivia type thing. And the winner of that competition is Get Off My Case, I'm Drinking It.
Wow.
The team Get Off My Case, I'm Drinking It is the winner of the night stay giveaway by La Quinta Inn, and they'll be contacting you about that. No, not contacting you, Jim.
I know.
No, okay.
I figured.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. I don't speak Spanish.
Wanted to talk. Thank Perkins Restaurant and Bakery, 341-5044. They're at 143 Division Street North in Stevens Point. The Wooden Chair, 341-1133, 1059 Main Street, Stevens Point. Big Apple Bagels, 342-5740, 1600 American Drive in Plover. I want to tell you, a load of bagels. Yeah, just a load of bagels. Rudy's Red Eye Grill at the Holiday Inn. They're at 344-9808, 1001 Amber Avenue in Stevens Point. Noodles and Company. Handwriting issue here. Noodles and Company. Yeah, Noodles and Company. Hey, you got to have a bowl of noodles. Noodles and Company, 295-0700, 101 Division Street in Stevens Point. Springville Wharf Restaurant, 341-0090, 1800 Post Road in Plover, and U.S. Cellular out in the Crossroads Commons, and the Pepsi-Cola Bottlers of Wisconsin Rapids for providing us with victuals throughout the day, you know?
Yes, very important.
And, it's very important that I keep eating because
starving children.
Yes. Yeah. I am a starving children.
Yes, I know.
Okay, and I'm bringing everybody up to date. Hour 42, The point totals for hour 42 are as follows, and the entire hour has been cleared up and rectified. And we apologize for the errors, and we're taking care of it, and we seem to have pinpointed what the issue is, and it should be cleared up now. Hour 42, question 1 was worth 30 points. Question 2 was worth 10 points. Question 3 was worth 0 points. Question 4 was worth 5 points. Question 4 was worth 5 points. Question 5 was worth 35 points. Question 6 is worth 285 points. Question 7 was worth 10 points. Question 8 was worth 25 points. Once again, hour 42, question 1 was worth 30 points. Question 1 was worth 30 points.
Yep.
Question 2 was worth 10 points. Question 3 was worth 0 points. Question 4 was worth 5 points. Question 5 was worth 35 points. Question 6 was worth 285 points. Question 7 was worth 10 points. Question 8 was worth 25 points. Other issues I have to take care of. We've just been alerted here that apparently Ned Bigby dropped out of school completely. It was a tragedy, something we didn't anticipate prior to the competition here in Stevens Point. And we asked what high school he attended, but what we discovered is that Ned Bigby dropped out of school. He's a complete school dropout, and he's now turned to selling pencils on street corners. Yeah, he's quite a derelict now.
And no sharpeners.
Hour 39, question 4, I've had to throw out of the contest. And hour 39, question 8, we also took that out of the contest, because it's a long story, and way too much time would be taken by talking about it. So hour 39, question 4, and hour 39, question 8 are both out of the contest. Poor Ned Bigby, but if we're starting the Ned Bigby Benevolent Fund here to help him succeed in life.
Hopefully succeed.
Going to thank the people who answered phones last shift, the University Alumni Association. They were great. It's many, many years that they've been doing this with Brant Bergeron, anchored on the head operator position. Thanks, Brant, and the entire crew over there. And thank you to the people back there now. What a lineup. We have a lineup of celebrities and all-stars back there right now. The lineup is just, like, unbelievable. Huh. We have... from Channel 7, WSAW and TV in Wausau, yeah. Jeff Talen is back there. Thanks, Jeff, for coming in. Fire Chief Mark Barnes is back there. And, that question, the first question of this hour, he got a beeper message. And so I kind of sat in and waited until he came back.
Uh-oh.
Senator Julie Lassa is back there. And she brought somebody with her. She's hiding... whoever it is, under her blouse. Sheriff John Charowicz is back there as well, and I had the pleasure of working with John this year on Troubles on Tap, the musical that was presented, and he strikes a striking figure of George Stevens, I would say. Vice Chancellor Bob Tomlinson is back there. Thank you very much for all of the things that you've done for 90FM over the years. From WDEZ Radio in Wausau, which I have to admit, there's Vanessa Ryan, Chad Edwards, Chris Carson, Lee Peek, and Nikki Montgomery. And I was on Lee and Nikki's show a few weeks back, and they're really gracious and everything. And I remember I was walking into the studio, and one of the people that was around there said, "Do you listen to the show much?" I said, "Are you kidding? I never listen to country western music." But anyhow, and I mean, Nikki, was station manager here at 90FM years back, and when was that, about 35 years ago, Nikki? Yeah, something like that. She's now in her early 50s. Anyhow, well-preserved, I must say. But anyhow, Nikki, you're a really nice woman, but country western, come on. Anyhow, okay, so, and also back there, we have Green Tea.
Hey!
Members of Green Tea, a very popular band here at 90FM. With John Trevor Rourke back there, okay. And Reverend Eddie Danger's back there with Angie Danger and Emilio Estevez. Emilio, how's your dad and your brother Charlie? How are they doing? No, never mind, okay. Sloppy Joe, Gavin Skalberg, Jeff Lee, Steph Lee, and Jimmer Soku. Thanks, guys, for coming in. That's Sloppy awesome. Joe is also another very favorite. All three of these bands, Green Tea, Reverend Eddie Danger, and Sloppy
they
Joe,
rock.
Always, always big around 90 yeah. FM, especially on Club Wisconsin. And I guess that covers everybody worth talking about. Oh, Dave Calloway's back there, too. From WIFC, I tell you, Dave Calloway is like a mega supporter of 90 FM and trivia contest here, and he goes out of his way every year to really talk up the contest, and as does Nikki. So thanks to you guys, and thanks all of you for coming, and we really appreciate it. Let's get back to the show.
For sure. All right. We are going to go back on to question number two of our 46, Trivia 38. They are cool and happening. They are the Groovy Girls. On the package of the Rainy Rave Groovy Extravaganza, six Groovy Girls are pictured. One of them has a painting on her T-shirt. What is printed on that T-shirt? Once again, question number two of our 46 of Trivia 38. They are cool and happening. They are Groovy Girls. On the package of Rainy Rave Groovy Extravaganza, six Groovy Girls are pictured. One of them has a print... has printing on her T-shirt. What is printed on that T-shirt? Good luck from 90 FM.
Meet me at midnight, Mary. Same place we always go. Meet me at midnight, Mary. And don't let anyone know. Don't let anyone know. What Daddy says, I'm a bad boy. You've no future with me, so we can only get together by meeting secretly. Meet me at midnight, Mary, same place we always go. Meet me at midnight, Mary, and don't let anyone know. Don't got a job on the railroad. The work is hard and long, but I'm gonna build up the future and show your daddy he's wrong. Meet me at midnight, Mary. Same place we always go. Meet me at midnight, Mary.
Question 2, our 46, Trivia 38. They are cool and happening. They are the Groovy Girls. On the package of Rainy Rave Groovy Extravaganza, six Groovy Girls are pictured. One of them has printing on her T-shirt. What is printed on that T-shirt?
Lover, please, please come back. Don't take a train coming down the track. Don't, please, don't leave me. Don't leave me in misery. You would never hold me so near. You would never call me dear. Don't you know I'd die for you? Now you've gone, that's what I'll do. Lover, please, please come back. Don't take a train coming down the track. Don't, please, don't leave me. Don't leave me in misery.
Thank you.
too long about a love that went all wrong. The girl left the boy just as bad. Now she's gone, she's so sad. Lover, please, please come back. Don't take a train coming down the track. Don't, please, don't leave me. Don't leave me in misery. You would never hold me so near. You would never call me dear. Don't you know I'd die for you? Now you've gone, that's what I'll do. Lover, please, please come back. Don't take a train coming down the track. Please don't leave me. Don't leave me in misery.
Phones down for question two of our 46 trivia 38. They are cool and happening. They are groovy girls. On the package of Rainy Rave Groovy Extravaganza, six groovy girls are pictured. One of them has printing on her T-shirt. What is printed on that T-shirt? The answer is Chicks Rock. The answer to question two of Hour 46 is Chicks Rock. On to question three of Hour 46, Trivia 38. Once again, it's time to get out your new Trivia Times. Turn to the picture number 13. What is the nickname of the woman in picture number 13 in the new Trivia Times? Once again, it's time to get out your new Trivia Times. Turn to picture number 13. What is the nickname of the woman in picture number 13 in the Trivia Times? Good luck from 90 FM. Of question number three for hour number 46. Once again, it's time to get out your new Trivia Times. Turn to the picture number 13. What is the nickname of the woman in picture number 13 in the new Trivia Times?
She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would say,
"Tell the people what you were."
It was an
we'll tell you more.
Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's gonna do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and the poor little girl's turning blue.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an
down in the back for question 3 of hour 46. Once again, it's time to get out your new trivia times. Turn to picture number 13. What is the nickname of the woman in picture number 13 in the new trivia times? The answer is Bambi. The answer to question 3 of hour 46 is Bambi.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery. Proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point. St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org. And the UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point. Connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni.
Question 4, hour 46, trivia 38. What is the first and last name of the athlete who won the 2007 Cezanne Parayal Men's Skeleton World Cup race with a time of 1 minute 55 and 37 hundredths seconds. Let me repeat that. What is the first and last name of the athlete who won the 2007 Cezanne Parayal Men's Skeleton World Cup race with a time of 1 minute 55 and 37 hundredths of a second? Good luck from 90FM.
Cannon through the back of the window.
We are in the midst of question four for hour 46 of Trivia 38. What is the first and last name of the athlete who won the 2007 Suzana Parial Men's Skeleton World Cup race with a time of 1 minute 55 and 37 hundredth seconds? For question four of hour 46, what is the first and last name of the athlete who won the 2007 Suzana Parial Men's Skeleton World Cup race with a time of 1 minute 55 and 37 hundredth seconds? The answer is Zach Lund. The answer to question four, hour 46, is Zach Lund. Question five of hour 46, trivia 38. A recent Wheaties commercial parodied Kurt Gibson's famous World Series home run for the Dodgers. On the jersey of the softball player that hits the home run in the parody is the name of the sponsor of the softball team. What is the name of that sponsor? Again, question 5 of hour 46, trivia 38. A recent Wheaties commercial parodied Kurt Gibson's famous World Series home run for the Dodgers. On the jersey of the softball player that hits the home run in the parody is the name of the sponsor of the softball team. What is the name of that sponsor? Good luck.
I don't know which way to go.
midst of question five, hour 46. In a recent Wheaties commercial parodied... A recent Wheaties commercial parodied Kirk Gibson's famous World Series home run for the Dodgers. On the jersey of the softball player that hits the home run in the parody is the name of the sponsor of the softball team. What is the name of that sponsor? Question 5 of hour 46. A recent Wheaties commercial parodied Kirk Gibson's famous World Series home run for the Dodgers. On the jersey of the softball player that hits the home run in the parody is the name of the sponsor of the softball team. What is the name of that sponsor? The answer is Joe's Paint. The answer for question 5 of hour 46 is Joe's Paint. Moving right along to question 6, hour 46. In The Big Little Book, The Fantastic Four, and The House of Horrors, a tombstone mysteriously floats about Reed Richards' laboratory. As the four stare at it in amazement, writing appears on the tombstone. A challenge is made to the Fantastic Four. What is the name of the villain who made this challenge? Once again, question 6 of our 46, Trivia 38. In The Big Little Book, The Fantastic Four, and The House of Horrors, the tombstone mysteriously floats about Reed Richards' laboratory. As the four stare at it in amazement, writing appears on the tombstone. A challenge is made to the Fantastic Four. What is the name of the villain who makes the challenge? Good luck from 90FM.
What I see.
We are in the midst of question number 6 of our 46. In the Big Little Book, The Fantastic Four and the House of Horrors, a tombstone mysteriously floats about Reed Richards' laboratory. As the four stare at it in amazement, writing appears on the tombstone. A challenge is made to the Fantastic Four. What is the name of the villain who makes this challenge?
Last night, I had a crazy dream about a chick in a black bikini. Oh, she looked so good, she couldn't be real. She must be a magic genie, but she disappeared around the corner. All I saw were three doors and the top of her bikini. I made it through the first door, there was a party going on. I asked about the chick, but what they said was free. Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, boom, boom. I found the bottom part behind the second door, which took me to Africa, I presume. This really far I can't. Was screaming half crazy. Fall, fall, balloon, ball, the long, bam, boom. I said, hey, man, cut that jive. And tell me where the chick went. But he looked at me as face as could be. And said these words, but I wonder what he meant. Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom. Don't you just love the chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom. Don't you just love the chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom. Don't you just love the chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, boom, boom.
Oh, don't you just love it? Hmm. Don't you just love it? Don't you love it? Don't you love it? Oh, yeah, don't you love it?
Don't you just love it now? I opened the third door, and there she was. And she whispered so sexy and low. Ooh, I tried to do the same and impress her with my style. But why this good, I never know. Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom. Don't you love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom. Don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom. Don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom.
Phones down in the back. For question 6 of hour 46, in the Big Little Book, The Fantastic Four in the House of Horrors, a tombstone mysteriously floats about Reed Richards' laboratory. As the four stare at it in amazement, writing appears on the tombstone. Challenge is made to the Fantastic Four. What is the name of the villain who made this challenge? The answer is Dr. Weird. The answer for question 6 of hour 46 is Dr. Weird. Moving right along to question 7 of hour 46. In addition to Roger Clemens' forged autograph on the Little League baseball in the back of John Rudgate's van, whose forged autograph was on the top ball in the box, please give the first and last name. In addition to Roger Clemens' forged autograph on the Little League baseball in the back of John Rudgate's van, whose forged autograph was on the top ball in the box, please give the first and last name. Good luck!
Thank you.
midst of question 7 of hour 46, in addition to Roger Clemens' forged autograph on the Little League baseball in the back of John Rudgate's van, whose forged autograph was on the top ball in the box? Please give the first and last name. Phones down for question 7 of hour 46. In addition to Roger Clemens' forged autograph on the Little League baseball in the back of John Rudgate's van, whose forged autograph was on the top ball in the box, please give the first and last name. The answer is Carl Yastrzemski. The answer to question 7 of hour 46 is Carl Yastrzemski. On to question 8 of hour 46. The wives of the players of the fictional San Diego Sabres football team have a club. What is the name of that club? Once again, question 8, hour 46. The wives of the fictional San Diego Sabres football team have a club. What is the name of that club? Good luck.
Got this feeling that it's later than it seems.
of question 8 of hour 46. The wives of the players of the fictional San Diego Sabres football team have a club. What is the name of that club?
In the event of something happening to me, there is something I would like you all to see. It's just a photograph of someone that I knew. Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know what it's like on the outside? Don't go talking too loud, you'll cause a landslide, Mr. Jones. I keep straining my ears to hear a sound. Maybe someone is digging underground. Or have they given up and all gone home to bed? Thinking those who once existed must be dead. Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know what it's like on the outside? Don't go talking too loud, you'll cause a landslide, Mr. Jones. In the event of something happening to me, there is something I would like you all to see. It's just a photograph of someone that I knew. Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know?
Phones down, phones down in the back. For question 8 of hour 46, the wives of the players of the fictional San Diego Sabres football team have a club. What is the name of that club? The answer is the Sunbeams. The answer for question 8 of hour 46 is the Sunbeams.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. AIG Travel Guard, with over 95,000 employees in 130 countries worldwide. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
Good afternoon for 90FM News. I'm Alicia. A zoo in Belgium is asking that visitors do not stand too close to the monkey cage, and not just for hygiene reasons. Zoo officials are particularly concerned about a male chimp named Cheetah. They worry that people staring at Cheetah will prevent him from bonding with the other apes, since he was raised by humans. But zookeepers say Cheetah is now making contact with others of his kind. Humans aren't barred from looking at the chimps, but they are asked not to make eye contact. And coming up after this, your central Wisconsin weather.
You're listening to Trivia on 90FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery, proud to offer Point Premium Light Beer, refreshing, smooth, and satisfying. Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs, 601 Main Street, Stevens Point. St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org. And the UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point, connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni.
This afternoon, partly cloudy. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely during the evening, then occasional showers and thunderstorms after midnight with lows in the upper 40s. Currently, it's 76 degrees outside. I'll have the top five teams, the point values from hour 45, and question one for hour 47 of Trivia 38 after Trivia Focus.
Hello.
Hello, this is 90FM.
How's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Great. How's it going?
Really good. How are you? What is your team name?
We are Go Impact Yourself Return. Kind of a swear word for like, yeah, go impact yourself. Go do that.
What is the NFAC?
The NFAC is the Newell Fine Arts Center, and we're on the third floor. And then